There's a mitzvah l'shavshes. That means when you get finished matam eraglayim and something spritzed on your feet, on your shoes, there's a mitzvah to rub it off. Rashi says, mitzvah l'shavshes biyodoy, nitzaitza shemer raglayim, hanitozim araglov. If some eraglayim spritzed on your feet, on your shoes, there's a mitzvah to rub it off. Shula yetze vem chut, you shouldn't walk out like that. For nirukh kur shuvcha, people think you're kur shuvcha. Shein me raglo mekalchim. Like that's why the water doesn't come out from you straight. That's why it's spritzed all over. El l'shoyz le kur shuvcha in a moment. And alocha kur shuvcha, they can't have children. No zera comes out of him. The yomru abonim sheinim shalei. So people say that you're a kur shuvcha. Aye, how do you have children? Your wife was mazana with somebody else. They'll think they're mamzerim. Therefore, you're supposed to wash off, rub off your feet right away, so there shouldn't be any mitzvahs on your feet. So, Mel, that's why it's good here also. The Kayin, he's supposed to rub it off with his hands. That's why he has to wash his hands. So, Mer says, Messiah l'Rabami. So, right, Rabami. The Yom Rabam, Rabami says, Osa l'yodom, sheyetze v'nitzvahsa shalgabi raglov. A person, you have to make matam eraglayim, he can't walk outside if he still has the water on his feet. Because he looks as if he's a kruv shuvcha, something's wrong with him there. It doesn't come out the right way, it spritzes out. Therefore, he can't have children. People start saying your children are not your own children. Your wife was mazana with somebody else, and therefore your children are mamzerim. Therefore, the Indian always to wipe off your feet to make sure no spritzing is on your feet. So, again, that's why it's good why you're supposed to wash your hands. So our core point of Mitzmashah from here, clearly, that if you go to the base of Kisei, and you matam eraglayim, and you don't touch anything, your hands doesn't touch the eraglayim, or you don't rub off your feet, you're not mechuyif to wash your hands. That's what the Teish Shana brings down here. Mitzvah l'shavshayf, oim raven atam, ki mechan yesh lumot, sha nichnas lahashtin mayim, ein tzarech lito yodav. When you come out from making, you don't have to wash your hands. Im l'shivshif, only if you rubbed the water off your feet. That's the only time. And even if you did rub it off, you have to wash your hands, but not make a bracha on Tadosh Adayim. But I call upon him, you don't have to wash your hands. That's what he comes out. So he comes out And Lamaist Allah is also like that. That is one thing. If you go into a real basic kisa, you have to wash your hands just on being in the basic kisa. But as man is there, our basic kisas are not called the real basic kisa. Since we have a place there to wash ourselves, it's not called the real basic kisa. So Mikri Radim, when you come out of the basic kisa, if you only were matam eraglayim, you don't really have to wash your hands. I think Mora says, only if your hands touched it. But if it didn't touch anything, then you don't have to really wash your hands. But our core point, and we hold, for tefillah, you are supposed to wash your hands. Like before you go davin, mishum nikiyus, you're supposed to wash your hands. That's why our mini gears, usually when we come out of the best kisa, we always wash our hands. Because you never know when you're going to start, davening. So when you get to a bracha, to shayla. Some of us say for bracha also you should wash your hands. But not for bracha, not for tefillah, l'kur, mikra, din, you don't have to wash your hands. I'll call for the mini gears to wash your hands, yeah. Right. Amarav Papa. Tzaya bin kaimo, also likras krishma. If somebody had soya, means he was matu gedolim, he went to make, and the big stuff came out, and there's some piece there still left on his body. Boisamokim, the place where it comes out, there's still some soya there. Allah Kareem, you're not allowed to say Krishma. So Grashi, Bimkaimo, the neck of Piatabas, where the stuff came out, is also likras Krishma. If there's still a little, even a little bit there, you're not allowed to say Krishma. For the Gemara Heshi Domi, how are we talking about? Where is this soya to say you can't say Krishma? The person himself. If it's seen, it's mamash outside the body, you could see it. Pshita, avadi, now let us say Krishma in front of Tzoya. Even if it's not on your body, it's not in front of you, you can't say Krishma. Either loy nearest, elamai, what, you don't see it, it's like inside your body there, you don't see it. Of a zerfet gemara, lenit no terror l'malchi asharis. Like, what kind of din is this? The terror wasn't given to malchi asharis. Like, if it's not nearest, so what's wrong? You can't see it, even if it's inside there, but like, you can't clean yourself more than that. So what's wrong? Why do you say it's also to say Krishma? So Maran says, like Tzrichon, if it's all the way inside that you can't see it, so that's nothing. That we're not Malchi Asharis. You can't clean yourself more than that. Maran says, like Tzrichon, to Yoshei Veneris. That depends. When you sit down, like you open up a little bit there, then you could see the Tzoya there. Mashegan, Aymed Veneris. When a person is standing, then you're more close there, then you can't see the Tzoya. So that's the halacha. That in such a case, that the Tzoya is not all the way inside your body,
it's a little bit out. But when you're standing, you can't see it. When you're sitting, you could see it. Then it has a lacha like tzoya, and you yourself, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema now until you wipe it off. Shred Gemara, my shino mi tzoya b'soroi. Why is it different than the lacha we had? The Gemara brachis, if you have tzoya b'soroi on your arms, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. The Yitma would look like this. Tzoya b'soroi. Somebody had tzoya on his b'soroi, and it doesn't smell. He doesn't smell. It just some tzoya on his b'soroi, and he's not looking at it. The lacha is you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. Or I show you yada b'beis hakisei. Or else your hand was inside the basic kisei. You're all the way outside, just your hand was inside the basic kisei. And Rashi says, Yod of the basic kisei, Mechitza ma'asekis. There's a mechitza that you put your hand through the window. Or basic kisei lefnim, near mechitza. And the basic kisei is inside the mechitza. V'zehechnes yod of derechurish of mechitza. That's better. You put your hand through a hole through the wall. You put your hand into the basic kisei through a hole. So locha is, that Rafuna Roma mutalik with Krishma. Ravuna says you're allowed to say Krishma there. Since your body is outside the basic kisei, you're allowed to say Krishma. Rachizda Rama also lik with Krishma. The Chizda says no, it's also. So Rashi says Rachizda Rama also, Mishom Yisei kolat smoysa tamarna. That's as if all your bones are also davening to Hashem. So, taima mishom kolat smoysa. Ava mishom zua moysa reyach loy. The kashma papa metavayo. The kashma papa motis man the yomrin. Zayev yav soya b'soroi. So the only reason why according to Chizda you can't say Krishma because there's no possible of kolat smoysa tamarna. But if not for that, you would be allowed to. So here also, if you have soya b'yosim lokum, why is it worse? And according to a papa zichashver, Rafuna. Rafuna says mamish mutulik was Krishma. So what's the difference where the soya is? So my answer is bin kaima nofizuama. The difference. If the soya is b'yosim lokum where it comes out of the body, there it still smells very, very bad. It's nefisha zuama. Therefore, you're not allowed to say Krishma. Ma'ashen ke shleibim kaimo, if the tzoy is on your body, any other place in your body, l'nof is zuama. Then we say there it doesn't smell so bad. See, if the smell doesn't reach you, you don't smell it, you're allowed to say Krishma. So, drashibim kaimo, nof is zuama. She chamahi, still hot then, shleyos liyavra, didn't go outside yet. But l'nispaza recha, the smell didn't go, it wasn't a faza to go out. So the very strong reich there, therefore any part, anything you have there, you're not going to say Krishma. Right? He's alochis here. So the Mishnah also says, Lamaisa, when people wipe themselves, they have to be careful, do a good job. Because over there, if you leave over any little bit, it's also to say Krishma. So when you wipe yourself, you have to take your time out to make sure you do a good job there, make sure nothing is left there, b'yesamakam. Because there, l'chur, the Mishnah doesn't say a shir. If you want to say the Mishnah, even a mashu, even a small amount that's left over there, nikra dimachur, it's also to say Krishma. Because b'yosem makom, the more saying a svara, it's not for zuama. It smells very bad. You can't say Krishma. So the Yishonah speaks out that we say tsoya b'soroi. If the tsoya is on your hands, you're allowed to say Krishma. He says dafki b'mokim shemechusa. But somewhere was covered up, like it's under your shirt, Myri. Diba b'mokim agula hafilu akaka tzorach daladamis. Because if you can see the tsoya on your arm, it's on the uncovered part. So then, even if it's on the floor, you're not allowed to say Krishma in front of it. So this dinner, it's all basari means if it's covered up. But that's the kasha, call upon me to see it, the tzoy is under your shirt. It's mutter if you don't smell it, so why is it worse? It's boisim mokum, it's also covered up there. That's Gemara's teres, that's boisim mokum, it's much worse. The zuam was much worse there, then it's also to say Krishma. Son of Rabbanim, halacha besude. Halacha besude is like this. Odom yoitse lahashtin mayim. In the middle of the meal, you have to get up to go to the betzkisa, you have to let out water. The locher is noito yodo achas. You have to only wash one hand. V'nichnas, v'dibur, v'nichnas. And then you go back into the suda. So Rashi learns, Odom shiyotu dech suda l'ashtin mayin noito yodo achas, oysa shishishas boli tzitzis. It's the one hand that you rubbed off, the spritzing off from your feet, that hand you have to wash. And then go back and continue your meal. What about dibur in chaveri? You went out, you left the meal to talk to your friend. V'iflik, it took a long time. You had a long talk, Rashi. If look short, took a long time. Now, when you want to come back to eat your suda, we have to be afraid that you are mesiach das from eating. So maybe you touch both hands to a mokum etunif. So now you have to wash both hands over again. The locher is noitol shtei yodav. You have to wash both hands. V'nichnas, then go to sit down. Ukeshu noitol, and when you wash your hands now, lo yitol v'bachut. You can't wash outside. Rather, v'yikones mifnei chashad. You have to first go in front of everybody and wash there. There shouldn't be a chashad, people shouldn't think this person didn't wash his hands altogether. Rashi, noito shtei yodav. The chivon sheflik shor, since you were talking a long time, achas shtayim, 1 or 2 hours,
You took your mind away from finishing the meal. You didn't wash your hands now. So you have to be afraid both hands touch something not nice, and you have to wash them now. People shouldn't say you didn't wash his hands. So you have to wash your hands in front of everybody else. Sit down, and wash your two hands there, and then give the bowl back to the Orchon, let them take it out for you. In other words, everybody should see that you made a Tzidul Shadayim. Omer Rav Chizda. Chizda says, Lo Yamor Nazoni said, Elo Lishtos. There's only a chshash if you're only going to drink more. You're not going to eat. So then there's a chshash people think maybe you didn't wash your hands. Avolechol, if a person sat down now to continue eating, Noitum Yivachutz. Then you're able to even to wash your hands outside. V'nichnas, and you can walk in after you wash your hands. Why? To make the idea that in the daitai, like nobody will be choshed you, you didn't wash your hands. Everybody knows, like it's a normal manner. Before you sit down to eat food, you're going to wash your hands before you eat. So since you're outside and you're masir daf, for sure the person washed his hands, he doesn't have to, there's no chshad, he didn't wash his hands. It's only if you're only coming in to drink. So people think for drinking, really you don't have to wash your hands. Now the only reason why we say you have to wash your hands is because maybe you'll change your mind and go to eat. So that is a shash, maybe you didn't do it. That's why you have to wash inside. The Rashi says, Le'amorin, La'ito b'chut el'shein etzorach oid lechom, el'lishtoy su nichnas, shoy rigil al'naharach lishtoy, b'shtiyah achar amozim. You used to drink a lot later on. You have to wash your hands because maybe you put some food into your mouth. Ma'ashenken, if you're sitting down to eat, then nobody's choshed you for sure you wash your hands. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, the Yanoh, a person like me, afilu lishtoyt nami, even to go to drink, I could just wash my hands outside. Because made the idea that neither did I tell you. Everybody knows that I'm a big mafunik. Like I would for sure not go down to even drink something if I didn't wash my hands. So for me, there'll be no chshad, I'm allowed to just come in and drink. And I wash my hands outside, but for me there's no chshad. People won't be chashid, I didn't wash my hands. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the flamid, Omer Aleph. The flamid. You're by the Mishnah. Yeah, from around. The Mishnah says here, Ein Odom Nichnas Liyazorah Lavoida. Nobody is allowed to go into the Yazorah, especially at the beginning of the Ezras Yisrael in the Beit HaMikdash, Afilu Tor, even if the person is Tor, Ad Sheyitzvol, until he goes to the Mikvah. He has to go to the Mikvah before he comes into the Beit HaMikdash, even though he's Tor. So Rashi says, La'avoida, even though the Mishnah says you can't go in, it's mashma only to do an avoida, if you're a Kohen and you're going to do avoida there, you do a Kabbalah, Shechita, Zrika, then you have to have a Tvila. So Rashi says, no, lav davka. Ti'enodam nichnas li'azorah she'yitvom. Anybody can't walk in until he goes to the mikveh first. The time of the first b'gemara. The Gemara will explain why you can't go in. The Kol Ponim Rashi says, it's lav davka, a Kohen that's doing the avoida. Anybody can't go in, even though you're Torah. And we'll see in the Gemara why. And Tais also says like this. Tais also says that lav davka lavoide lafilu l'shchita. The lav avoide he muchak lekamon the boy tefila. Even a kohen that's doing the shchita, he also needs a tefila. Even though shchita is not called an avoide. The afilu b'lav avoide rakshi nichnas liazorom. Even though you're stam walking in, also you have to have a tefila. That's the way Tais is also. So Tais is also asking to Rashi, if lav davka avoide who adin stam walking into the azorom, you have to have a tefila. I think the Rambam Shita is no Zafka for Avoida. Yeah, Mishnah is right. Chomesh Tfilois, five times that the Kohen Gadol will have to go to the Mikvah Yom Kippur, the Asara Kiddushin, Toivo Kohen Gadol, or Makadish Baibayoyim. He's on Yom Kippur, he has to go to the Mikvah five times, and he has to make 10 times a Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. We'll see in the Gemara exactly when and how we know this. He's in between every time he changes from the Avodas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim to go outside. He's inside is wearing Big Day Lovin. When he has to change his clothing to put on the Big Day Zov outside, he has to have a Kiddush Adarim Reglayim first, then he goes to the Mikvah, then another Kiddush Adarim Reglayim. So 10 times he's in Kaddish himself, and 5 times he goes to the Mikvah. The Chulam BaKodesh, all these Tfilas and Kedushas that have to be covered Yom Kippur, have to be done in the Azor itself. Al Beis HaParva, it's done on the Beis HaParva. That was the mikvah inside the Azara. Chutz Mizu, excluding the first tefillah. At the beginning of the Mishnah says, any time you come into the Azara, you have to have a tefillah. So that's not halacha dafkin Yom Kippur. That's a tefillah any time. So that tefillah doesn't have to be in the Azara, that could be outside. It's chutz Mizu, a chutz from the first tefillah could even be done outside. Now, chutz
Mizubavad. Now, Parasu Sadin Abutz, they used to spread out, put a mechitza of a Sadin Shabutz, a sheet made out of linen, Benay Levenon, between him and the city, and between him and the people, used to make like a mechitza, L'shem Matznius, there should be a separation. Poshet is going on, the first tefillah he did, which the tefillah was outside in the chutz, so there used to be like a mechitza, a sheet, to separate between him and the Am. And without you made from linen, we'll see in the Gemara why it was made from linen. So Rashi says, Chutz mizu, horishoyne sheyne bo choyva. Excluding the first tefillah, it's not a choyva liyom hakipurim. So a kol yom enami isa. That's the din of the Mishnah. Any time when somebody wants to come into the Azara, even though he's tor, first he has to go to the mikvah. Abo tefillah saboy is choyva liyom hakipur. But the rest of the tefillahs that the Kohen Gadol has to do special, covered Yom Kippur, ksiv v'hem b'mokam kodesh. That the Torah says it has to be done davki in the Azora, b'mokam kodesh, b'nyom v'diachri mois. All these things we'll see in the Gemara, the Limudim. But that's the chiddush of this Mishnah, where Rashi and Tais learns, anybody, even though you're Torah, you're not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, into the Azora, unless first you go to the mikvah. And then on Yom Kippur, there was a special halacha, the Kohen Gadol had to be tevil 5 times, and he has to have 10 times the chiddush of Dimeberg line. The Gemara says, Shalu es ben zayna, the yes ben zayna, tfila zulama. How do we know this chiddush in the beginning of the Mishnah that before you come into the Azara you have to go to the mikvah, even though you're tor? And Rashi says, tfila zu shall call shachris, lama litor. If the person's tor, why does he have to go to the mikvah first? Is omalahan, so that a ben zayna answered, he learns out from a kabbal chayma from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Uma ha mishana, mi kodesh le kodesh. The Yom Kippur, every time he changes, at the beginning he does the avodah inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he changes and comes outside and does the avodah outside. So the Mishnah says he has to be tovel every time when he changes from inside to outside. So maha mishana mikodesh HaKodesh. Kohen Gadol is changing from the Lefnayim Lefnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to outside to the Kodesh. Or mimokim shonesh koris, lumokim shonesh koris. Both these two places, if a person that's Tomei comes in either to the Kodesh HaKadoshim or comes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv Koris. So there's not such big a difference between the two changes. Still, Toyin Tefillah, still the din is by Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to make a Tefillah every time he changes from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to outside, is HaMashana Mechol LaKodesh. A regular person that at night was sleeping in his own house, a Chol, and then he comes into the Azara, to the Beis HaMikdash, for sure he has to be tabled before he comes into the Beis HaMikdash. Or mimokim shein on his chorus, lomokim shein his chorus. Like he's coming from outside, a place that there's no chiyuv chorus, in your own house you can be there when you tell me. Now you're walking into the Beis HaMikdash, that you're not allowed to be there when you tell me there's a chiyuv chorus. Is ein adin shetorin tefillah? Isn't it a kal v'chaimah? For sure you have to have a tefillah. Before any person will come into the Azara, he has to have a tefillah. The Rashi says, Oma mishana mikodesh. Means Kohen Gadol b'chomesh avodas b'yom kippurim ha'mishtanes mechus lefnim. The 5 different avodas that he changes from inside to outside or mefnim lachutz sheshnei ha'makayim es kodesh. Both places in the Beis HaMikdash has kedusha on it. V'yal shnei emonish chorus. And both of them yizachi of chorus ha'nichnas betumah. Anybody that comes in here betumah, there's zachi of chorus. Whether you come into the Kodesh Kodoshim or whether you come outside to the regular Kodesh, there's zachi of chorus. Still, the din is toyin tefillah bein avoida li avoida, between one avoida and next avoida. Chidyal of a pirk mulayah from sukkum leidah. So it's a kal v'chaimah v'zeh habomi beisoy, a person that's coming from his own private house li yazor into the Beis HaMikdash shum mechon al kodesh. Isn't it for sure he has to have a tefillah? So that's the din of ben zayma. So ben zayma holds it's a kal v'chaimah poshet a svar midiraisam that you have to have a tefillah. So Thais asked the question, like before we spoke out, even though the Mishnah says you only have to have the tefillah if you're coming in to do an avoidah, like a kohen that wants to be over do an avoidah, Rashi and Thais both says it's lav davka. The word avoidah doesn't belong in the Mishnah, and any person before you come into the Azara, you have to go to the mikvah. So Thais asked tamely, Ikul ha-nifruch, ma lo-hosim shchen roitza lavad avoidah, avotor ha-nichnas lo avoidah minayin. His Taisi said the Mishnah is Lavoidah is Lav Davka. Anybody that comes into the Azara, you have to go to the mikvah before him. So then, how can you learn out from a Kohen Gadol? A Kohen Gadol, he was doing the Avoidah. He was doing Avoidah HaKarbonis. So therefore, when he changed from one Avoidah to another Avoidah, that's why he has to make a Tefillah. Mashenken, a regular person, even a Kohen, if he's only coming into the Azara just to be there, not to be Oved, how do you know he has to go to the mikvah? So Taisi said, Nechadam, if Yishloima, Devadai, Akal, Bechoyma, Einuela, Betor, Ha nichnas l'ktei lavoid.
The Kabbal Chaim is only for Kohen, that's Tor, and when he goes into the Azor to the Beis Hamikdash to do Avodah, that's the Kabbal Chaim, he has to go to the Mikvah before him. Even though he's Tor, there's a new Kabbal Chaim, you have to go to the Mikvah. Elo de Midrabonin goes to Afilu Benichna Shloy Lavoid, Gzeir Shem Yavid. Not that Tois and Rashi both said the Mishnah is Lav Daska Lavoidah, but rather anybody before you go into the Azor, you have to go to the Mikvah first, that's only Gzeir Midrabonin. It's once we see if somebody comes in to do the avodah, you have to go to the mikvah. So Rabbanan made a gzera, even if you're coming in not to do avodah, still you have to go to the mikvah first, because we're afraid maybe you will do the avodah. So that's Master Fatayis Luchur, it's only a kain that would have to go to the mikvah first, because the gzera is, maybe you'll do the avodah. But Master, if you're not a kain, maybe then you won't have to go to the mikvah, according to Ben Zoymus Svara. This is Ben Zoy Mitzvara, he's learning on the Kabbal Chaimah from the Kohen Gadol. When he changes from the Avoidus Pinim to the Avoidus outside, he has to go to the Mikvah. So for sure, if you're coming from your own house, which is Chayol, into the Beis Hamikdash, for sure you have to go to the Mikvah first. Vayit Rabbi Yehuda, why Rabbi Yehuda says no? Right? He doesn't like this Kabbal Chaimah, he holds there's no Kabbal Chaimah, the Eretz Kedusha and Kedusha, it's a Muhammadic Kedusha, you hold it by the Kohen Gadol, and it's Yom Kippur, maybe that's where there you have to have Tfilis. Mashenk in a regular kohen when he comes into the Azor a regular day, Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no Kabbal Chaimah. With the rice, you don't have to go to the mikvah. So what's Shara now? Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Weimah, Srach Tfilah Hizu. It's only Xerim with the Rabbonim. It's the Rabbonim Dik Alochom, you have to go to the mikvah before you come into the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Kedei Sheyizkeh Tumo Yishana Shebiyodah. V'yifrish. That a person should think twice before he comes into the Beis Hamikdash. And Rashi explains very good. Rashi, Srach Tfilah Hizu. Ain kan choyv min atarwa. There's no chiv midiraisa to go to the mikvah. El lesrach for litvash l'shein b'shein b'tfila. The rabbanon just wants you to go to the mikvah. Why? Because they lala salay. The person should put to his heart. He should start thinking. Shein tfila el litmeim. Why does a person usually go to the mikvah? Only because he's tummy. Meila v'los es libo. The person would come to really think strongly. Im yesh tumalov. Do I have any tummy? Am I really tummy or not? The Yisku and Mel who remember Tumi Yishon, who remember the old Tumi he had yesterday, Shiei Shalom. The Shachachon, he forgot about it. The Yifrish, Melov al Azorah, and I'll stop him from coming to the Azorah today. Shiarishim, Shiach, Vatfilo, Bloyabar, Hayyim, Bloyabar, and he won't do the Avodah today. In other words, even though like this, the person comes into the base of media, she thinks he's Torah. So as long as he's Torah, he thinks he's allowed to come in. Yes, Rabbanan tell you, no, before you come in, you have to go to the mikvah. So the person's going to think, I'm going to the mikvah now. Why? Because they think, maybe I'm Tomei. Let me think it over. Am I Tomei? Maybe I am. Maybe I touched a mace yesterday. Like maybe I can't go in today. So the person would really think it over strongly to make sure he's Torah, he won't come in. And if he touched a mace, or not a lav daska mace, even if he touched a sheretz. The loch is, after you go to the mikvah, you're not allowed to come in until Harash Shemesh. You have to wait till Tzitzik Chovim. So the person will think it over very carefully now, so he'll go to the mikvah, and that will make him think to make sure he's allowed to go in now. So it's only a gzeirim of the Rabbonah that before you come into the Beis Hamikdash of the Azara, you should go to the mikvah. And according to this Svara, it could be Tlav Dafka Kohen, even in Yisrael. Even in Yisrael, before you come into the Azara, you have to go to the mikvah. Because if you're a Talmudic person, it's a Chiv Karas to go into the Azara. So therefore, with Rabbonah made gzeirim, we want to make everybody think twice. Before they come in, make sure you're Torah. How do we do that? To give a takana, you have to go to the mikvah. The male will think it over twice to make sure you're Torah before you come into the Azara. So the Mara b'maikum mitzvagi, what's the machloek of these two svaras? We have Yehuda's svar and Ben Zoyma. So Mara wants to say the havamina is b'yachuli avoida.